Unit 12, Mainly Revision. Lesson 45. 1. Dialogue. Two friends, Kate and Lee Chun, are talking about keeping fish.
I saw a beautiful fish in the street market the other day. It was orange and blue. I'm thinking of buying some next Sunday.
Where would you keep them?
In that round bowl over there.
It's a bit small, isn't it?
So are the fish.
I think you should get a tank if you want to keep fish.
Really?
Yes, you should never keep fish in a small round bowl. They don't get enough air. I suggest we go shopping together and look for a nice tank. We need to find one about 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters by 50 centimeters.
That might be quite expensive.
Check the prices before decide whether to buy one. And you ought to get a few large rocks to put in the tank. Fish love swimming round the rocks and through holes in them.
Is there anything else that I ought to get?
Yes, you need to get some underwater plants. For one thing, they keep the water clean. Also, they make the tank look much prettier.
Lesson 46. 2. Reading Comprehension.
Escape from the Zoo. 1. This is Radio 2. Here is the 1 o'clock news. A young lion has escaped from the Green Park Zoo in southeast London. In the hurricane last night, a tree fell onto the cage, where it was kept, and in the morning it was found that the lion had escaped. It is about 75 centimeters tall. The manager of the zoo said that the young lion, which was born in the zoo and is now 6 months old, would probably not attack people. However, if it becomes hungry, it might be dangerous. Anyone who sees the lion is asked to telephone the zoo and the police.
When she had finished listening to the news, Mrs. Cousins turned off the radio. The hurricane last night had been a great surprise. But fortunately, the house had not been damaged and no trees had fallen near it. Her baby was sleeping in its basket. She wanted to cook some vegetables quickly for lunch before the baby woke up. So, as it was a nice sunny day, she carried her baby in its basket outside, put it on the table under the tree, and went back inside. About half an hour passed. Mrs. Cousins was making a lot of noise with the pans and did not hear anything unusual. Then she went to the window to see if everything was all right. She had the surprise of her life. Her neighbor's big dog had got into her garden, jumped onto the table, and was looking at her baby. She was just about to open the window and shout at the dog to frighten it, when she stopped and stood quite still. This was not the neighbor's dog. It was paler and of a different shape. She was not so sure now that it was a dog. Slowly it turned its face and stared straight at Mrs. Cousins. "Me? A dog?" it seemed to say with its strong body and sharp white teeth.
"The lion! It must be the lion from the zoo!"
Mrs. Cousins was frightened. At that very moment, the animal bent over the baby. Mrs. Cousins held her breath, and her whole body went cold. The lion was smelling the face of the sleeping baby. Hungry? What was it going to do? Thoughts rushed through her head. How could she get away from her baby? If she ran towards it, it might attack her. Worse still, it could even carry off the baby in its mouth. She looked around the kitchen for something to throw at the lion. Suddenly, she had an idea. In the fridge, there was a large leg of pork, which she was planning to cook on Sunday. There was not a moment to lose. She picked up the leg of pork, went to the back door, and opened it. The lion looked at her as she swung the pork in her hand so as to attract the lion's attention.
"Here, eat that,"
she cried as she threw the leg of pork as far as she could, onto the grass away from the table. The lion at once jumped off the table and ran to the meat. It picked it up in its mouth and carried it into the bushes. Mrs. Cousins ran to the table, picked up her baby in her arms, ran inside, and shut the door.
Lesson 47. 1. Reading Comprehension.
Escape from the Zoo. 2. As soon as she got inside the kitchen, Mrs. Cousins started to shake. For a moment, she just stood there, unable to believe what had just happened. What should she do? Of course, she had to fetch help. Quickly, she went to the telephone and called the police.
"Yes, I'm sure that it's a lion,"
she said.
"It's as big as a very large dog. It moves like a lion, and it's eating some meat which I threw at it."
She gave her address and put the phone down. What should she do next? She telephoned her neighbors.
"This is Joe Cousins,"
she explained.
"Please listen carefully. This is not a joke. The lion which escaped last night from the zoo is in my garden. It's not safe to go outside until it's caught. I'm ringing all my neighbors to warn them."
10 minutes later, the police arrived. The lion could still be seen in the bushes, eating the meat.
"Are you going to catch it yourselves?"
asked Mrs. Cousins.
"No, not us,"
said one.
"I think we'll leave it to the experts."
Before long, a truck stopped in front of her house. Two keepers from the zoo came into the house and looked into the garden.
"She looks quiet enough, doesn't she?"
said one of them.
"But I think we'll give her a shot just to be safe."
He took a long plastic pipe and fitted something into one end. Walking slowly across the grass, he pointed the pipe at the lion and fired. The lion made a sudden angry noise and struggled to its feet. After a moment, it fell over and lay still.
"We've just sent her to sleep," said the keeper. "It's easier to catch a sleeping lion than one that's awake."
They put the lion in a strong cage and carried it to the truck.
"What did you give her to eat?"
the keeper asked Mrs. Cousins.
"A leg of pork."
"She prefers beef. Still, you'll know next time, won't you?"